The NCAA Board of Governors has adopted a new requirement for sites who want to host events to make sure they provide an environment free of discrimination and safeguards for the dignity of those involved with the event. This matters to Glendale, which will be hosting next year's Men's Final Four. Joining me to talk about this is Jennifer Campbell, Glendale's Assistant City Manager. And Jennifer, what does the city think about the step taken by the NCAA?
Glendale is a very diverse and inclusive community. Glendale's taken several steps already to make sure that we've got protections against discrimination in our city. A couple of things that we've done actually is council adopted a unity pledge in December 2014. They also helped provide some direction, and we implemented some anti-discrimination language in our city contracts and procurement policies in January of 2015. After that, they also directed us to hire a consultant and to hold what we called community conversations, which was our way of reaching out to our local businesses and residents to see how people felt about discrimination and a possible policy here in Glendale. After we did that, we went ahead and presented the results to the city council to kind of let them know how the community felt. Also here are Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce have also signed that unity pledge, basically saying that Glendale is open for business. One of the things that we are looking to bring to council shortly is the creation of a human relations commission here in the city of Glendale to help address diversity and inclusiveness.
The proposed ordinance that you referenced generated a fair bit of controversy and divisiveness in the city and within the council. Is that something that you think that the city and or the council might take up again at some point?
We are going to continue those discussions. I think one of the first things that we'd like to do is to create that human relations commission, which is a way of making sure that we're engaging our residents. Anytime you look at passing any type of ordinance resolution in the city, you need to make sure that we have proper notification and basically proper inclusiveness of the people who that ordinance or resolution may affect.
Did the NCAA reach out to the city at all while it was discussing this, or maybe before it announced this new policy?
That, Mark, I do not know. Not that I was aware of it. It didn't come to our office.
Does the fact that the Final Four is coming to Glendale next spring, does that speed up the timeline or adjust the timeline in any way of some of the things that you referenced the city is working on right now?
Well, we're going to continue down the path that we've already kind of started on. And like anything, you want to make sure that we do it right. And sometimes doing things right takes a little bit of time.
Do you get the sense that there is a sense of pressure to have something more in place or be further along than you might have been otherwise, given this announcement from the NCAA and the timing of the Final Four?
Currently, I don't think that we feel that.
Jennifer Campbell is Glendale's Assistant City Manager. Jennifer, thanks.
Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate your time.